You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new UW study says sports specialization for kids can cause burnout, affecting everything from their academics, sleep, to social activities. One of the authors joins the show with more. First, the online retail giant Amazon may be planning a distribution center outside of Milwaukee. The company itself hasn't confirmed anything yet, but a number of media reports say Amazon is looking at a site in Oak Creek. Tom Dakin is a business reporter who covers commercial real estate and development for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, what kind of signs are we seeing, since there, you know, isn't a formal press release and press conference from Amazon? What kind of indications are there that this is going to happen?
Well, myself and other reporters in the Milwaukee area, I think we probably all got the same tip from maybe one or two different sources. But what really sealed it in terms of its the information that was available was some information that was filed with the State Department of Natural Resources, because the site that Amazon is considering for this large distribution center, which would have over 1,000 employees, is an undeveloped piece of land in the city of Oak Creek that includes the south branch of Oak Creek through it. So any development there needs DNR approval because there's a wetland. And that information was filed recently, and it doesn't name Amazon, but it says it would be a 2.6 million square foot distribution center for an internet retailer. It's pretty hard to think of who it would be other than Amazon, given that criteria. So that's basically how we and other reporters found out about the story.
Talk about, you were giving some hints there, talk about the scale of this project then, based on what's in this filing with the DNR and what we know about this site.
Yeah, well, it's big, obviously. I mean, over 1,000 employees, 2.6 million square feet. Put that in perspective, if your listeners are familiar with the Amazon Distribution and Fulfillment Center in Kenosha, which is also right along I-94, just as this site would be. There's two buildings there that are connected by a conveyor system, and I believe those two buildings total 1.5 million square feet. So those are big buildings. This would be even bigger.
What do we know about why that area, the Milwaukee metropolitan area, would need this new distribution center?
Well, a couple of things. You buy stuff from Amazon?
It has happened.
Same here. So a lot of people buy things from Amazon, and that those numbers keep increasing. So Amazon, to maintain good customer service, they need to have distribution and fulfillment centers ever closer to where their customers live. On top of that, if you think about, in particular, the Kenosha Distribution Center, it's only a few miles from the Wisconsin-Illinois border. So I suspect a lot of products that are coming into Kenosha are being distributed ultimately to households in northern Illinois. And Chicago is the third largest metropolitan area in the country. So we're sort of neighbors with that, and that probably accounts for it more than anything.
Talking to Tom Dakin from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a project that looks a lot like a 1,000-job-ish development for Amazon in Oak Creek in the Milwaukee area. Tom, I understand that the company Amazon might have been poking around in Milwaukee proper at one point.
Correct. I mean, they definitely looked at other sites, as you would expect any developer or any company like that to do. You're not just going to focus on one site initially. And they looked at Century City. And Century City, to your listeners who aren't familiar with it, is the name that the city of Milwaukee has given the former Tower Automotive, or prior to that, the former A.O. Smith automotive body plant on the city's north side. So this would be south of West Capitol Drive, west of West Hopkins Street in that area. And Century City has a lot of available land. The problem there is Century City is roughly a mile and a half from the nearest interchange on the interstate. That would be the Capitol Drive interchange on I-94. This site in Oak Creek is, I would guess, less than a quarter mile from the interstate, and that's a big, big difference. And a company like Amazon, and most companies that need quick access in and out of distribution centers, they want to be along I-94. They want to be along interstates, period. In southeastern Wisconsin, this is why you see a lot of buildings like this built on or near I-94 in Kenosha County, Racine County, and now coming up into Milwaukee County.
Now, put this 1,000 jobs number that people are talking about into the context. What would this mean for the Oak Creek area?
Well, truthfully, the impact on Oak Creek, I don't think, would be as great as it would be an impact on the Milwaukee area in general. I mean, Oak Creek is a, you know, a middle-class suburb of Milwaukee that doesn't have a job crisis. The city of Milwaukee, particularly in the central city, does have a job crisis, and I would suspect that many of the people who would work in this facility, if Amazon does indeed go forward with the project, would come from the city of Milwaukee. And when you put into context, along with the large Amazon distribution center in Kenosha, and then you think in terms of where Foxconn is developing its buildings, which is in Mount Pleasant, but basically on the Racine-Kenosha County line, this facility, the Amazon facility in Oak Creek, would be a much shorter commute for those workers if those are the types of jobs that they're qualified for and want to get.
Have you heard anything from local government or county government officials on this project?
Well, you know, Creek, the people on their common council, their mayor, are naturally remaining quiet. You know, in situations like this, everyone's afraid that they're going to say something that's going to cause the deal to implode. What I, as a reporter, what I often tell people is, if Amazon wants to be there, they're going to be there. They're not going to give a darn about anything I write, but nonetheless, they're remaining mum for now. And truthfully, if Amazon ends up signing a lease with the developer, probably they'll require the developer to sign a confidentiality agreement until it actually comes before their common council for zoning approval and for the inevitable tax incremental financing district that'll probably provide some money to help make the project happen.
Right. Was there any money set aside or TIF tax incremental financing set aside for this development site apart from the word of Amazon being involved?
Right. Well, what happened was actually the tax incremental financing district was already in the works for this site, which is called Ryan Business Park because it's just south of Ryan Road. And that had been in the works since last fall. I'm guessing that might have been before Amazon even surfaced, or maybe Amazon was on the periphery, on the assumption that it would get developed and it would attract businesses that would provide the property tax revenue to pay back the city's spending on that project. And your listeners probably know that tax incremental financing districts are usually a mechanism for a city to build things like roads, sewers, water mains, streetlights, all the stuff, public investments you need for any kind of development, including a business park. This particular TIF district also has a line item for $6 million in what are termed quote-unquote development incentives. Cynical people would call those bribes or corporate welfare. But that's the money that presumably would be available for Amazon or any other user, if it's not Amazon, to use to help encourage them to locate at that development.
You mentioned that local officials not saying a lot at this point. A similar case, nobody at Amazon seems to be ready to talk about this quite yet.
Yeah, Amazon talks when they're good and ready to talk, and that was the case when they were working on the Kenosha Distribution Center. And you know, a private company has the ability to not say things. But Salovey, if it does eventually come forward, we'll find out more, and there's a public process, and we'll get more information if it indeed happens.
What steps are you watching for now to see how this is going to go forward?
Well, the zoning is happening right now, but the zoning would happen regardless of whether we're Amazon or you know, Acme Anvil Company. That site needs to be rezoned to accommodate light industrial use, which is what an Amazon distribution center would be. Nothing presumably is going to be uttered about Amazon during that process, during those hearings. As a matter of fact, we had a colleague of mine, Eric Hanley, attended the Oak Creek Plan Commission meeting Tuesday night, and the developer spoke and alluded to our story, but said he couldn't talk about it, but did say that they were looking at different prospects. What really is going to trigger this is, after that zoning gets approved, is going to be whether Amazon goes forward, and at that point, presumably, you'll have a specific site plan for Amazon. I presume that'll have Amazon's name on it. If not, if it's termed on the documents a 2.6 million square foot distribution center for an internet-based retailer, I think we're all going to assume it's Amazon, right?
I think the smart money's on the Anvil Company. I could use a new one around the studio here.
Yeah. Wile E. Coyote runs out of those every once in a while and needs to procure more. He gets them delivered by Amazon, though, so it's crazy.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet, Rob.
That's Tom Dakin, business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, talking to us about news that Amazon may be planning a distribution center in Oak Creek.